Hello, everyone. My name is Casey from Connecticut. You know, this morning, yesterday I was thinking, once I knew I was doing the Morning Mojo, and I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to say? And I thought about it. It's a new year, right? It's a new year. We're all excited. You know, we thank God we made it. Some people, they passed away a couple hours before. Some people passed away a couple days before. Some people passed away the day of New Year's. You know, people had some big aspirations, some big dreams that they're going to achieve this year. But they're not even going to be able to see even 1 or even 2 days of the year. But here we are, we're now 4 days in, right? We're excited. We have all these things. Hey, some of us, myself included, we've already seen some challenges happening, right? But I'm realizing this year I told myself I'm going to track. You know, because a lot of times we write down goals at the beginning of the year, and then I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But then we never track it. You know, we never even look at it again. You know, listen to our Grant Cardone. I like what he said. What he does is he looks at his goals every morning, every night, and he also looks at his goals every time he's going through a down moment in his life, just to remind himself, okay, I might be here right now, but this is not where I always want to be. These are the things that I want to achieve. This is how I want my life to look like. So that's what I did. I wrote down how much money I have at the beginning of January, and I told myself every month, I'm going to write down how much money I have at the end of the month. Because then that way, I can know, all right, is my financial life getting better? And I can exactly see, you know, I can have thoughts in my head that my financial life is getting better, but if I'm not consciously tracking it, and the more I consciously track it, then it extends, I can put it in my subconscious mind. And as we all know, when something is in your subconscious mind, it just comes out naturally. Whitney Houston, the woman can just sing. You know, whether you put it in a church, whether you put it in Copenhagen, whether you put it in Antarctica, no matter where you put that woman could just sing because it was just so much of her. Her mom was a singer. So then, but subconsciously, she just became an amazing singer. So the more I track something, the more I track how much money I'm making. And then I also wrote down, I'm like, this belly, I've been trying to lose this belly for the last 5 to 7 years, right? But I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me step on the scale, and I look at the scale at the beginning of the month, and then every day, every Monday through Friday, go to the gym, right? Do back and by, chest and tries, do leg day, do cardio, right? Then that, and also, like they say, 100% of it is diet, right? Also watch what I'm eating. And then that way, every day, so then now, at the end of the beginning of the month, I weigh this amount. At the end of the month, I weigh this amount. That way, I am tracking it. I'm not just saying, oh, I'm going to lose weight. Oh, I'm gonna do this. No, I'm conscious of what I'm doing, and then I do it so much, it becomes in my subconscious mind. That way, now, at the end of the month, I can say, all right, I lost weight. Why? Because I put in the effort to get there. And the same way with our business. We have five points. Next week, we want to get to 10 points, right? So we have a week to get there. That's a little bit over, that's even less than a point a day in a week, right? So, but if you track it, though, you would be looking at it and thinking, all right, okay, oh, I just met this guy who wants a new cell phone. All right, I just met, and it's amazing, like you say, once you make a decision, the world starts coming to you, right? So, all right, I need 5 more points. You meet a guy who needs a new cell phone. Meet another guy who just got a new apartment. He needs to set up his life. He needs to do this, he needs to do that. Meet somebody else, they have this, they have that. Because you're just constantly thinking about it. But when you're constantly not thinking about something, it just kind of just fades away. Then it's June 2023, then September 2023. Then we're like, oh, this is not my year. Next year I'll do it. Then it's like, no, this is a whole new year. We've been given a whole new clean slate. No matter how many losses we took in 2022, no matter how rough 2022 was, we have a whole new year to accomplish so much more things. That's my message here this morning. Let's track stuff. You know, let's not let the year just go by. You know what I mean? Don't let it just pass us by. Treat every day like I know it's very cliche, but treat every day like it's your last day. You know, treat that day like, all right, what did I do today to get closer to my dream? What did I do today to get closer to the things that I want to get better at? If I want to get better in this situation in my life, I want to get better at this thing in my life, what am I doing every day to get better in that area of my life? So that's my message this morning. May you all have a great day. May you all have a prosperous and a happy new year. And let's make this year the best year. Let's put global revolutionary on the map. Let's put ourselves even more on the map. You know, let's make our SEPs proud. Let's make our RVPs, our RDs. Let's make all our top leaders so proud. Like, wow. I thank God that Casey joined the business because if he didn't join the business, there's something that he does in his business that nobody else can do. There's something that Leanne does in the business that nobody else can ever do. Imagine if Orrin Solomon never joined the business. All of us wouldn't be on this call right now, right? But he made a conscious effort to join the business, and he did his business over and over and over and over again, and look where his life is today. So let's make that effort. Let's make that conscious effort and not become the subconscious. It's so natural for us to get customers, so natural for us to get IBOs. So may you all have a blessed, blessed